Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. I want to make an attempt to answer Tzarach In of a Sfas Emes on today's Daf. It's always hard to answer any Tzarach In, certainly that of the Sfas Emes, and certainly the type of question I'm going to pose, but I'm going to make an attempt anyways. Feel free to make your own suggestions. So what's the Tzarach In? So the Gemara in today's Daf, Kuf Chaf Tesem Beis, tells us that there are certain days where it's helpful, it's good to get Hakazas Dam, to receive bloodletting, and there are certain days where it's dangerous to get Hakazas Dam. And of the days that are dangerous, the Gemara says, Sheni v'chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays are dangerous to get Hakazas Dam, unless a person has Mishiyesh lo zuchos avos, unless a person has certain protection from his fathers and grandfathers that are going to protect him, then he could get on Sheni and Monday and Thursday. But had it been a person doesn't have Zuchos Avos, a person should not receive Hakazas Dam on Monday and Thursday. Why not? Because Bezdin Shamala and Bezdin Shamata are Shavin Ke'echad. They are both convening on Mondays and Thursdays. As Rashi says, that the Bezdin Shamata and Mala, that Adam Nidon B'choyom, a person is judged every single day, so the Bezdin Shamala certainly is convening, and Bezdin of Mata, Yoshvin Bayaros Bebeis V'chamishi. We know that the Bezdin Shamata, the Bezdin down here, convenes on Mondays and Thursdays. So now we have Mondays and Thursdays both, but the Dinim are convening, and therefore makes it Yom Hadin, Yimei Hadin, and dangerous, therefore, to have a Kazas Dam. So Sfas Emes says, how could the Gemara here say, and Rashi explain that it's Yimei Hadin, while the Poskim and the Rama say in Hilchos Tefillah, Simon Kuf Lam Medalev, that these days are different, they're not Yimei Hadin. The Rama is commenting on the halachas of Tefillin, and he says, we say V'hurachum, and we stand up, and Ma Shenogin Laharbos B'tachanunim B'sheni V'chamishi. The reason why we increase the amount of Tefillahs, the increased amount of Tachanunim on a Monday and Thursday, is Mishum Shehem Yimei Ratzon. These are days of Ratzon, not days of Din, not Yimei Din, but the Yimei HaRatzon. So ask the Sfas Emes, what are these days? Are these days Yimei Din, or are these days Yimei Ratzon? Yom HaDin are like Aseres Yimei Tshuva, they're like Bein HaMatzarim, these are days of Yimei HaDin. Or are they moments of Eitz Ratzon? Like Purim, for example, is a day of Tefillah, it's an Eitz Ratzon. It's not Yimei HaDin, it's Yimei Ratzon. How does one categorize Mondays and Thursdays? And that's the Tzarach In. I think the answer is quite simple. Now, it's not nice to say quite simple. That's certainly referring to a Tzarach Yidin of the Sfas Emes. Certainly this type of question, which grapples with both halacha and aspects of Kabbalah, where the Sfas Emes was expert in both these areas, but I'm going to just make a suggestion. We are now in the days of Bein HaMatzarim, the days of Yimei HaDin, and even though it's Yimei HaDin, even Yimei HaDin is considered Eitz Ratzon. There are certain days that are Eitz Ratzon mitoch Simcha, such as Purim, but there are certain days that are Eitz Ratzon because Yom HaDin, coming from a certain level of Din, a certain level of punishment, a certain level of darkness. And that's based on the pasuk, Yancha Hashem v'yom tzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us even v'yom tzara. Yancha Hashem, that we're supposed to call out the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even v'yom tzara, even a day of a Yom HaDin, are also considered Eitz Ratzon. So I don't think it's a stira, I think it's just a question of what direction you come from. Is it the Simcha that's creating the Eitz Ratzon, or is it the Din that's creating the Eitz Ratzon? And we should be Zocha during these Yimei Din, during these Bein HaMatzarim, that we should realize that it is a Yimei Ratzon. These are days of Ratzon, and therefore we should call out the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yancha Hashem v'yom tzara.